Welcome to Sundial on WLRN. I'm Luis Hernandez. Thanks so much for joining us. Well, I think it's fair to say a lot of Floridians are facing headaches with their SunPass billing. The company SunPass contracts with SunPass contracts with for payment processing, Conduent, has been experiencing technical problems dating back to June. Last week, Democratic State Representative Keone McGee of Florida's 117th District joined Florida House Democrats in calling on the Florida Department of Transportation to suspend SunPass tolling. He's also called for an independent audit of FDOT's dealings with Conduent. And in about 20 minutes or so, Senator Bill Nelson is expected to announce at a press conference in Tampa that he wants a federal investigation into Conduent. McGee has made transit a major priority during his time in the legislature, and he's been a major advocate for rail expansion. There's a critical vote in August coming up with the Miami-Dade County Commission to determine whether bus, rapid transit, or metro rail expansion will be coming to South Miami. And we want your questions, your concerns. What do you have about SunPass tolling? Or when we talk about metro rail in South Miami-Dade, do you think rapid bus transit is better than metro rail? Give us a call, 800-743-9576. That's 800-743-9576. Representative McGee, it's a pleasure to have you in the studio. Thanks so much.
Luis, thank you very much for having me here, and it's truly an honor and a pleasure and a privilege to be here.
Two big topics. Let's start with the one that's been in the news a lot, obviously SunPass. Following the press conference last week, what was FDOT's response to your demand that the collection of tolls be halted until this problem is sorted out?
Well, it's the usual response. They did not have the authority to make that decision. That's something that has to come from the governor, from them. And secondly, they chose to continue to deal with this company that has shown that it has issues, major issues. As a matter of fact, over five different states have gone on the record to condemn the practices that were performed by this particular vendor.
Have you heard from the governor's office on what he might do on this?
Well, listen, the reality of it is there have been many legislators who have written to the governor asking for some sort of relief for our Floridians here. And unfortunately, we haven't gotten a response from the governor.
Do we have a sense of how many people are being impacted by this right now?
Well, based upon what we've learned from FDOT, we're looking at over 140 million toll transactions. We believe that if we were to equate that into the in form of dollars and cents, if we're averaging $1 per toll, we're looking at least at the base, $140 million that we can honestly go on the record to say Floridians are being either billed, double billed, or hasn't been billed yet. Secondly, as it relates to the amount of people, only thing I can tell you is this. There are over 20.8 million Floridians in the state of Florida, and I can guarantee you at least half of them are using some form of toll roads to get from work, to pick up the children, to get to their VA appointments, and or just doing whatever social activities they may need to do.
That's the toll. It gives us an idea of the toll on people. What's the financial toll on the state?
It's huge. Let's be honest here. You know, we use our toll roads to help with infrastructure, to help with creating jobs, to assist with the tourism system that we have here. But unfortunately, we're seeing a decline in the number of people and their faith in government as it relates to properly billing them, properly assessing the problem, transparency, accountability. Those are the issues right now that are giving many Floridians major concern.
When were you made aware of the complications surrounding SunPass and that collection agency company, Conduent?
We found out when you all found out. This was something, and I believe that was about two to three weeks ago. You remember, FDOT chose to keep this in the dark. They chose not to send out letters to those who have been affected. What they decided to do, based upon the conversation we had with the undersecretary here in this region, is that they decided to send out information to email addresses, basically saying, hey, if you have a question about your tolls, please go to our website. But let's be honest, Luis, right? If we're really having an honest conversation, the easiest thing would have been to do is simply come to you all, go to a radio station, send out a letter to the last best known address of their customers, and simply say, hey, we have an issue with our SunPass system. You may have been affected. Please call this number to verify whether or not you are a victim.
What are you hearing from basically, you know, your constituents? What are some of the things they've been saying to you about their experiences with SunPass? All right, you're laughing.
Louis, they are upset. They want answers right now. Even Senator Tadeo, she attempted for an entire week to access the website, the Toll SunPass website, to get some answers about her SunPass. I do have information from constituents who have already been double billed, and we know for a fact they have been double billed because we also know that we have the letter from Secretary Due, who is going on the record to say, yes, there in fact have been victims who have been double billed by this vendor.
What do we know about, I mean, FDOT was aware of complications that Conduent has had in the past in billing with other states. But do we know why they were still given the contract?
That's the million-dollar question, and I guess that's the gorilla in the room. Let's be honest. At the end of the day, what politics have become is a game of power, money, and access. So I can't speculate as to why they were given the actual contract, but what I can tell you is that I'm going to stick with my principle and say that power, access, and money equate to something that's more powerful than what the people are saying at this particular moment.
Tell us your experience in dealing with the Florida Department of Transportation. I hear different things from different people, but it almost feels like, and again, I'm just going on what I'm hearing, that it's this whole other world that almost operates on its own. It's difficult to ever get answers. But what's your experience dealing with them?
Well, it's a beast. And when you're dealing with a beast, you don't know what you're getting at that particular time and that particular day. You know, a beast has been known to be viewed as something that is out of the ordinary, something that's not productive, something that's brought about to destroy and create havoc. In this situation, what we're seeing is we can't get any fair answers out of FDOT. Legislators can't get straight answers out of FDOT. Constituents can't get straight answers out of FDOT. So it confirms what we've already known, that there are some great people within the FDOT system who want to see the system work. But unfortunately, new leadership needs to be had in order for that time to be realized.
Again, talking about this issue with SunPass, we've been talking about this, you know, for the past week here on WLRN, and I'm joined by Democratic State Representative Keone McGee of Florida's 117th District. Talking about the issue of SunPass, we'd love to hear your thoughts, your questions, maybe your experiences with SunPass. If you had any luck getting through to get any answers, we'd love to hear from you. 800-743-9576. That's 800-743-9576. Also, we're going to be talking about the smart plan here in Miami-Dade and the question of rail or buses. And we want to know your thoughts. We want to gather your thoughts now. Again, 800-743-9576. Is it better to have more rail or should we have more buses? Is there a mix in between that we could say, yeah, we'll pay for that? Again, 800-743-9576. Stay on SunPass real quickly. Is that you've asked for an independent auditing committee to investigate FDOT. All right, what would this committee look like? Who would be on it? How would it work?
Listen, the committee is simple. We have a bipartisan approach within the Department of Financial Services. We're asking, we don't care about politics. We don't care about views. The only thing we care about are the facts. So if we have Republicans, Democrats, independents, and folk who are from the community on this particular committee, that committee in and of itself will be a representative committee of the community to find out what are the true facts. What did FDOT know? When did they find out? Why did they fail to notify the people here in the state of Florida that there's a major issue with this problem, with this vendor? As a matter of fact, we've already deemed this and we've called it Tollgate because we honestly believe there are some issues here that need some form of investigatory analysis done in order to bring the light out to the people.
I have to mention, too, by the way, we did reach out to FDOT as well, because we'd like to hear their side of the story, and we have not yet heard back from them. What can the legislature do at this point? Because you talked about this is in the hands of the governor, but, you know, what's the next step if the governor doesn't take any action on this?
Well, two things are happening right now. We are in the process of sending out a letter, a joint letter, from the Miami-Dade delegation, legislative delegation. I am actually the chair of that, and also individual members have already sent out letters to the governor. So secondly, we're going to also see if there's some subpoena power that we may be able to work with to help out and moving this thing forward and understanding what truly happened.
And as I mentioned, too, Senator Nelson about to make an announcement this within this hour, looking at a federal investigation. How would the state work with the feds on that, or is that separate?
No, we would love to make this a joint effort. However, I know the FTC and what the senator is requesting. They're looking at to see whether or not there was an abuse of power there. But from the state level, we can keep it as local as possible and simply say we know there's an issue because Secretary Dew has already indicated in his letter to the vendor that he in fact knows for a fact that they have been double billing. They have failed to follow through on their contract pursuant to certain sections of that contract.
The number again, 800-743-9576. I want to go to Mike in Fort Lauderdale. Mike, you got a question on SunPass.
Yeah, so SunPass, the money collected are for road improvement. And the question I've got, you know, if that's collected for road improvement, then why is FDOT still getting tax dollars as well as federal dollars for road improvement as well? My understanding is that SunPass was a for-profit company.
All right, and again,
I know that Turnpike Operations is for-profit.
Okay, so yeah, talking about the monies and where, you know, why FDOT is getting, making sure that what Mike is asking, why is FDOT getting other tax dollars, where is this money going? I mean, part of it has to go to conduit, but, you know, help us understand, Representative McGee, is like, you know, why we're getting double billed and where is this money going exactly?
And that's the question, that's the $1 million question people are asking. Originally, the question that FDOT put out there was, well, if we were to suspend the toll, then how are we going to repay the bonds that we used to build these roads? Well, then the next question becomes then, well, what are you doing with the money that's coming down from the federal government? What are you doing with the money that we appropriate to you during the legislative session inside of the budget? So if they're saying that now, if we suspend the tolls to bring about relief for the constituents of the state of Florida, then the reality of it is what are you doing with the other funds? And so that's another question that has to be addressed that FDOT and the governor both refuse to address.
All right, folks, you can still call in if you want to ask questions or have a comment on SunPass. I want to move over to the other issue that we brought you in for, is obviously to talk about Metrorail. There's a major vote coming August 30th that would drastically change the transit options available in South Miami. There's a discussion over extending the Metrorail further into South Dade or funding rapid bus transit. Why do you see rail as essential for your constituents?
Well, there are so many reasons why, but the obvious one is there was a promise that was delivered in 2002. The county approached the people in Miami-Dade County and said this: if you decide to voluntarily tax yourself at a half cent, we would deliver to you in the north, the south, we would deliver to you rail. We would connect this entire county. We would make the roads better. We would produce a better system, a coordinated system. I can honestly tell you since 2002, we've gone through at least three presidents, three mayors, probably countless governors, and yet they have only delivered 3 miles of the 88 miles that they promised.
Why do you think that is? What's happened over the last 16 plus years?
Well, it's called lack of political courage. You know, what we're seeing right now in this day and time is in 2002, the PTP half cent tax passed. The money began to work. It were used to help with the system. In 2006, they decided to take the money away from the PTP and use it to fill the budget. Since then, that's where the money has gone, to the tune of over $2.6 billion. So we're not saying we're anti-bus. We're saying we're pro-promise. And the pro-promise sect of the entire county is simply saying we can move more people on rail. We can move hundreds of thousands of people on rail in a short amount of time that it would take the buses to do it.
And now the push that we keep hearing is for this new rapid bus system, that it would be better. Why not? Why wouldn't that be better? I know you were saying you can get more people on rail, but, you know, this is the push now. Why do you think that's the deal? And why do you think maybe buses won't be a better idea?
Well, because the county has shown that it does not follow through on its promises. You remember back in 2006, 2008, the county designated the South Dade corridor as a bus rapid transit system. They told the federal government that they were operating a bus rapid transit system. Today, what do we have? We have absolutely nothing. Secondly, the county has already cut 10 million miles of serviceable mileage in Miami-Dade County. Now, what does that mean? That means 10 million miles of service by the transit department is no longer existing. Lewis, you can literally travel around the earth in a spaceship 402 times. based upon the amount of miles that have been cut.
You know why? Okay, let's go back to this though, real quickly. One of the arguments is the cost of rail expansion to bus expansion. So they're saying it's going to be cheaper for bus expansion. So let's look at cost. You know, is that the smarter way to go, or do we need to ask more people to pitch in more? If you want that rail, we have to pay for it.
No, let's go on the record and say this. I will fight with whomever decides to ask the taxpayers of Miami-Dade County to tax themselves again. That's one. Number two, as it relates to the cost, I agree with the county. It's going to cost about $1.3 billion to build a rail. I agree with the county that it's going to take about 7 to 10 years to build the rail. And the reason why I agree with the county is because that's what happens when you're dealing with Miami-Dade County politics. They have found a way, Lewis, to waste resources and time. There are public-private partnerships out there who have helped build the tunnel, who've helped build the Dadeland Center, who've helped build the Brightline. They can get these projects done in 2 to 3 years at a reduced price than what the county is actually saying. So the numbers that you're hearing from the county, Lewis, is exactly supports our position that the county will find a way to not get something done because, again, let's go back to it. It's called paralysis by analysis, right? They will study everything and push things out in order for not to deal with it at that particular moment.
This should be a public-private partnership.
Of course. Would you trust the county to actually build something that they said they would have built since 2002? And here we are in 2018, really? Come on.
What kind of conversations are you having with rail companies? I mean, what are they telling you about the possibility of this sort of partnership and what they can do in Miami-Dade County right now?
Two things have happened. The private companies that we've had conversations with have gone on the record to say they can deliver the rail turnkey, ready to go. At most, it'll take them 3 years. They will give the Miami-Dade County 30 to 40 years to repay the amount of money that's used out of their pockets, out of their bank account, to erect this rail system here in Miami-Dade County. So we know that for a fact. On a second part of this is that we also hear that Miami-Dade County has pretty much told all rail builders that they are not interested in building rail. They want buses. So the individuals and the companies who want to be part of this system and revolutionize the way we travel here in Miami-Dade County have been told not to submit RFPs in order for them to give the county an opportunity to show exactly what they can build.
What do you think has caused this switch? Because we've heard many of the leaders we have right now, they were for it. They were for rail, and now they're not. What caused the switch?
Well, I can't speculate. As a former prosecutor, I was taught early on, McGee never speculate in trial or never speculate in court. But the facts speak for themselves, Lewis. It's a political season. Everybody's looking for their next political position. They understand that political positions require money and other resources to win. So the people are going to be victimized by those who are in leadership, their future goals and aspirations. And that is not fair. So my thing is, if we're going to do it the right way, let's remove this thing from the Miami-Dade County Transit Department, allow for the private corporations to come in and build this thing up so we can help with our system.
All right. I want to go back to the phones. Let me go to Roger, who's been waiting in Cutler Bay. He's actually a council member in the city. Roger, welcome to the program.
Hey, how y'all doing?
Doing good.
So, Keone.
Yes, sir.
Back in July 19th, the county commission was supposed to vote on this issue, and they deferred until August 30th, as you said. And that day, you told me when the meeting was over that you felt optimistic about that. So I got a two-part question for you. First, why were you optimistic? And secondly, what can listeners do between now and August 30th to get through to the county commission?
Thank you, Roger. And let me say this to you. The first thing listeners can do is to mobilize. We need a transit revolution here in Miami-Dade County. We need political courage. We need for them to find out who's on the TPO, tweet at them, email them, Facebook them, call them, do whatever, and let them know that they are watching. Number two, yes, in fact, I did feel optimistic. I am always optimistic at the reality of having folk take off time from their day of work to come down to the county and protest and lay out their views on a record of why they believe transit is necessary in the form of rail. And the reason why I was so optimistic that particular day is because I saw the passion that was being spoken from those commissioners who were on the dais, and they actually brought forth facts that contested what the Miami-Dade Transit Department had previously stated. So I was optimistic, and I believe we're going to have the vote, barring anything else happening in between now and then. But we need the people to continuously stand with us and continuously push the pressure on these individuals. And Lewis, let's be honest here. Notice that the reset date is August 30th. It's 2 days after the election. There are some county commissioners who are up for election. How convenient that instead of them taking the vote that day, when they knew they should have taken it that day, instead of doing it that day, Lewis, they waited until August the 30th to have that election, to have that vote. And children are going to be back in school.
Roger, thank you so much for the call. As we're wrapping up here, two other things real quickly is, one, after that vote August 30th, if they decide they're pushing more for the buses, I mean, what more can you do?
This is what democracy looks like. Democracy is loud. Democracy is something that must continuously go forward. We're not going to stop no matter what happens. We know that there are over 70% of the people in Miami-Dade County want rail. We know there are studies out there that simply state that the people have paid for rail and they simply want the county to follow through on that promise. So give them the rail. If we're really honest to ourselves and about ourselves, that many people are not pushing for buses.
The other thing I wanted to come back to real quickly, too, is this. You want to talk about a public-private partnership. How do we hold those private companies accountable to make sure that they are following through? Because as we were talking about SunPass, here we have this private company, and now we're having trouble with them.
Right. It's the same approach we took when we sent out the RFPs for the tunnel. Same process we did when we did with the Dateland Mall, the Dateland stations and the Orange Line. We have a body looking at their work, their past work. We also have a body looking at the contract and draft the contract in a way that is that helps us in the event that these people decide not to follow through on their promise.
That vote is coming up August 30th. We'll obviously be looking more into that upcoming conversation with Miami-Dade County Commissioners on the future of public transit here in Miami-Dade County. He is Democratic State Representative Keone McGee, who represents District 117. And coming back to SunPass, again, we're staying up on this story. Senator Bill Nelson expected to make an announcement here this hour on looking at a federal investigation into that company, Conduent, that is processing those tolls. Representative McGee, it's been a pleasure. Thanks so much.
Thank you for having me.